This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. We're supposed to have two guests today. We'll see about the first one. We've got one in motion because of the holiday weekend off visiting, but Dr. Andrew Shepherd did agree to be with us by phone, so hopefully we'll be connecting with him shortly. And then later in the show, a return visit from Leah Keith. She's the author of The Vegetarian Myth. We got something of a start the last time talking about the pros and cons of being a vegetarian and what the other side of the story is when you take a very emotional approach to vegetarianism. People get a little excitable about that, and there's two sides to a story. Looks like we do have Dr. Shepherd hooked up here, so we'll get to him in just a moment. Last week I said that I wanted your help in listening in this health revolution. We talked a bit during the whole debate on healthcare reform about the real reform would be if we actually started getting healthier instead of fighting over who's going to pay for the rather toxic way we deal with illness. And when I said that, I had gotten angry about a story that I heard. And here's another one, and this was very personal. Last week I said on the show that I was real concerned about my mother-in-law. She'd been taken into the hospital because her leg stopped working. She just couldn't get out of the car, and they didn't know what else to do. Well, I'm glad to report that she's out of the hospital now, and she's in rehab getting the strength in her legs back. But here's this lovely 90-year-old woman, and she goes into the hospital, and I had obligations here, and my husband Bill went over, and he called in with his reports. And one of the first ones was that he said, they want to give her insulin. I said, insulin? She hasn't had any blood sugar problems. He said, well, they took her blood sugar, and it was high. And I said, well, what are they feeding her? He said, well, she's on a diabetic diet. And I said, well, that would probably be a good thing. And so what does that look like, Bill? And he read me what was on her tray. They had given her two pancakes. The syrup was sugar-free, so that, I guess, is their nod to diabetes. Cream of wheat, which is nothing but white flour, and apple juice, which is just akin to an IV of sugar. And so I said, all right, if they want to give it to her once, but let's just change the diet so her blood sugar stays in a normal range. Then she started acting very peculiar. She was hallucinating, very confused, and all that. And sometimes that's an adjustment to being in the hospital, but she's been in the hospital before. Well, come to find out, somewhere years ago when her dog died, the doctor had prescribed Zoloft, the antidepressant. That was still lurking in the record somewhere, so they had put her on Zoloft. And as you may have heard, when you first go on one of these psychoactive drugs or when you're coming off of it, bizarre behavior is not unusual. So we got that solved, but it's stuff like this that makes me angry. Please stay tuned. We're going to find out what to do about it.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mix, pre-cook, heat and serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jarrow Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jarrow Formulas, we understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Our staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research. We believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. For more information about our superior formulas and to request free samples of some of our leading brands, please go to www.jarrow.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It's made from selected strands of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Research has shown that not all probiotics are the same. So when choosing a probiotic for you and your family, make sure it's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Get it today.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. What I was saying in the first segment about a system that is controlled top to bottom by economic interests for the pharmaceutical industry, as well as a medical complex that only seems to have income and be happy for the stockholders if people are sick. I don't believe in conspiracy theories. This is just a fact of life business-wise. These pharmaceutical companies, one of the reasons that healthcare reform looked like it did at the end of the day, like a giraffe looks like a horse designed by a committee, is that there is 2.5, I'd like to see who the half guy is, but 2.5 lobbyists for every legislator for just the pharmaceutical industry. So it's not that they bribe them, it's just that they browbeat them with information until they believe the kinds of things they're saying. Well, the solution starts at the ground up. We have to just take control of our health, and we have to find ourselves practitioners that know what they're doing and have more tools in their tool bag than just a prescription pad. And the most common request that I get is, can you tell me a good doctor in my area? Well, it's tough enough just in Dallas, but when I'm getting calls from New Jersey or whatever, I have to say, well, here's what you look for. Maybe go to a health food store and ask who they get good reports on, that kind of thing. One of the reasons that I'm so happy to have Dr. Andrew Shepherd as our Healthy by Nature resident chiropractor is that he is so well-versed, and sometimes this is what you have to do. You have to get maybe a primary care provider in case of an emergency that takes Medicare or whatever, but you have to balance that with people who will really look at all the aspects of staying healthy and help you stay well, and maybe you put together a team is the best way to do it. A chiropractor like Dr. Shepherd looks at structural issues, electrical pollution, nutrition, allergies, emotion, toxins, all of those things that affect our health, and they try to help guide you through it. Dr. Andrew Shepherd practices in Plano, Texas, and also is the author of a book we talked about the last time he was on, and taking a few moments away from some time away from the office to join us. Good morning, Dr. Shepherd.
Good morning, Marty, and good morning, everyone, and happy Memorial Day. Thanks for having me back.
Right. Well, I ask you to make a special appearance because substance I wanted to talk about. We'll get to that in a minute. But I do just want to reinforce the fact that there are a lot of reasons to go to a chiropractor with a practice like yours besides the ones that you automatically think of, well, low back pain, you're going to do better to chiropractor than going the orthopedic route. Typically, that's what the research shows. And, you know, your shoulders gummed up, tennis elbow, those kinds of things. But what people don't think about is their overall wellness and how all of these pieces put together. And that's kind of the basis of your practice. You do some detox things. You do some very interesting things. Just give us a thumbnail sketch of what your practice looks like before I dig in and ask you this question.
Sure, that's great, Marty. You know, I loved what you were talking about earlier, where we really need to take responsibility for our own healthcare and not look outside of ourselves and our own realms of interest and expect the doctor to be able to cure everything. One of the main goals I have with my practice and with guiding my patients is for them to spend less time with me and spend less time with every other doctor out there so that they really can control their own health. And it's a little bit like taking the layers off the onion. We're not going to take a symptomatic approach and just keep treating a thyroid condition or a low back condition or an allergy condition. We're going to take a step back and say, well, why is the body dysfunctional in the first place? What are the pieces that are missing? How can we help it begin to heal itself? And it really are some wonderful things, whether it be biomeridian analysis, whether it be some acupuncture, whether it be chiropractic care, whether it be nutrition, whether it be weight loss that's needed, to really just help the body be able to come back into its own true health. I like to think of my practice as kind of like a life extension wellness specialist. So when everything's in balance, we're looking to be able to add 10, 20, 30 years of high-quality, pain-free life to people, not just another 5 to 10 years in the medical route of being on multiple different medications and feeling sick every day.
Well, perfectly put. One of the tools that's often in the tool bag for chiropractors I found is colostrum, and we have a sponsor that is with us a lot of the time is Percobo Colostrum, and I can speak to why I picked that company over all the others, but tell our listeners what colostrum is and why chiropractors typically use it.
You know, if we turn back to nature, we can really find an answer to everything. And as we know, one of the most important things for and gift that any mother can give any child is the breastfeeding. And within the first, generally the highest quality is in the first 12 hours, but really generally it's up into the first 48 hours. That is when colostrum is expressed in with the milk. That is the highest immunoglobulins that the baby or the child or the infant, no matter what mammal it is, will ever get to experience. That is when the beginnings of the immune system are formed, very, very high in essential fats. And it can be used as a supplement for pain modulation, inflammation modulation, and boosting to the immune system anytime. In fact, I did a little experiment, Marty, with the colostrum that you had just mentioned. And for the last 2 weeks, I've been training very hard for some bodybuilding, and I've been using the colostrum. My thought behind that was, if it helps with tissue repair and inflammation, why would it not help me to train better and recover more quickly? And it absolutely did. The results that I felt were measurable. I also noticed I was having a little allergy issue with the beautiful windy weather we've been having lately. And it down-regulated that. It was amazing. I did not have to reach for any of my normal homeopathic allergy remedies. I was able, just using the colostrum, to bring down that inflammation profile. It was phenomenal.
What you're saying is that it's an immune modulator, because a lot of people, the athletes, of course, take it in large amounts. They're probably the biggest consumers are the athletes, because of improvements in recovery and the ability to aid their building of good lean tissue and all that kind of thing.
But
from an immune standpoint, we often think of something like echinacea that stimulates the immune system so we won't get sick. But a better approach is something that helps it be normal, and that might mean down-regulating it was overreacting to something that blew in from New Mexico that's annoying your sinus passages.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the thing with Percoba is it's the one that's been given the most research. There are some generic research studies out there, and a lot of those actually were on this same material, but Percoba colostrum has been proven to be just an extremely powerful source of balancing your own antioxidants, the ones like glutathione, is pretty amazing. helps normalize cholesterol, bone mineral density, liver cell regeneration. I can't remember all of the things, actually. It's just a great aid to intestinal bacteria, the good guys, helps with irritable bowel, all those kinds of things. So just like I like my products, that I supplements that I take, to have lots of fringe benefits and work across a lot of different platforms, because that keeps you from having to, as you say, chase so many symptoms. But it's just like the medical practitioners. I like them to be well-versed like you are, and I get lots of fringe benefits.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you've got to really think, if it's that important in the formative first few hours and 24 to 48 to 72 hours of life, then you would think that it would be equally as important, particularly as we age, when things are starting to down-regulate overall within the body. That's even more important time to support it with the things that right from the get-go made changes and improvements.
That's an excellent point, and it's why in some cultures where they don't have 14 medicine bottles on the kitchen table, they have used colostrum as a an aid to helping to rejuvenate the elderly. So
absolutely,
it's time we rediscover these things. I sure appreciate you being with us today. I'm going to let you get back to your little mini vacation, but we'll do this again soon, and we'll talk about headaches. I think that would be a really good thing to bring up.
Yes. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Well, be safe.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back with Lier Keith, author of The Vegetarian Myth.
Ugh, my breath needs some help. Can I get a piece of gum?
I don't have any. Here, try this.
What's that?
It's a spoonful of sugar. I've seen the gum you chew. What do you think it's made of? Sugar.
I don't buy bubble gum. I get the healthy gum.
And where do you buy it?
At the store, next to the register.
Right next to the candy bars and all the gummy stuff? Sugars, sorbitol, chemical sweeteners. You should try Spry. It's the gum sweetened with 100% xylitol.
What's xylitol?
Well, it's an all-natural sweetener. It doesn't just freshen your breath. Spry's the gum with proven dental benefits. It helps reduce the risk of tooth decay, build strong enamel, relieves a dry mouth. This is serious gum, my friend. No sugars, no sorbitol, no garbage. Which means you won't find it in just any candy aisle. You will find Spry where it belongs, at fine retailers. And it tastes great. I chew it all the time.
But you don't have bad breath.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, my friend.
Oh.
Spry gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System. Products that are 100% sweetened with xylitol. Tastes great and are good for your teeth. You can find them at your local natural products retailer or visit SpryDental.com to find a retailer near you. Spry gum. Tastes great. Less fillings.
With prescriptions, we expect side effects, but with natural remedies, we get fringe benefits. For example, you might take colostrum hoping to avoid a cold, but notice that your allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. It helps newborns build their digestive, nervous, and immune systems. Adults enjoy the same benefits and more. Research shows that Percoba colostrum supports the liver, stronger bones, healthful cholesterol levels, and increases detoxifying enzymes. But this time of year, maybe a little help with allergies is enough. Make Percoba a part of your everyday program. Percoba is 150% as potent as the next best brand, and unlike most, doesn't disrupt the God-given balance. Percoba stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance, and it is backed by research. Percoba's impressive radio special is buy one bottle of capsules and get a second bottle free. The shipping is also free. Order at realfoodpharmacy.com or call toll-free 866-999-3006. 866-999-3006.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mix, pre-cook, heat and serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jarrow Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jarrow Formulas, we understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Our staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research. We believe that the true test of a quality quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. For more information about our superior formulas and to request free samples of some of our leading brands, please go to www.jarrow.com.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekin.
Yeah, if you don't have a health practitioner with the kind of background and outlook that Dr. Shepherd does, I suggest you find one. And if you're in the Dallas area, here's his phone number, 972-398-0440. And you can also go to Mountain Health. Go to RadioMarty.com, go to the sponsor page, and there will be a link there for that. And the colostrum, the reason that I chose Percoba is I can tell you a lot about all the things that they do leading up to making it better, but the real test is when they take it to a university laboratory. And it just blows all the others away, not only in the strength and richness of it, but that the balance is like the textbook says colostrum ought to be. It hasn't been monkeyed with in the laboratory trying to make it look better than it is because they kept on milking too long and they got a lot of milk in it and they have to take this out and they take that out and boost this. And no, the original balance is perfect. We're privileged to have with us today Lier Keith. Had fun having her on the first time. I found out it was a much longer conversation, and I asked her to come back and talk to us again about her book, The Vegetarian Myth. As you may recall, if you listened to the first interview, she was the one who was attacked by vigilante, very upset vegetarians who did not want to hear what she had to say and smacked her in the face with a cream pie full of cayenne pepper, and was the equivalent of pepper spray, and really harmed her, and it was kind of a crazy, outrageous situation. But I think there may be some good biochemical reasons behind it. So we're gonna talk about that in just a second. She joins us by phone. Good morning, Lier.
Hi, Marty. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I just leaned your book against my screen here. Now I won't be able to see. I've got to make that thing go away somehow so that I can see my calls. And there are three mouses in front. There's the one that works. Thank you. This is starting to look more and more like NASA in here. It's kind of intimidating. We to bring up to date people who weren't here before when you were on, let's just talk a little bit in general about vegetarianism. And I'd like to give credit to the good things about vegetables, because we ought to start with that and make sure people understand we are not talking about staying away from vegetables. There's indeed all kinds of evidence showing that vegetables are important. And where we get into trouble is where people think that anything that ever had anything to do with an animal is inherently evil and not the way that we're supposed to be behaving. Let's start with just the idea of, in all of these studies where it's shown that there are benefits to the vegetarian, plant-based way of life, how much of that is the fact that we are adding the vegetables versus what we've taken out of the diet? Could you kind of sort that out for us?
That's actually a really interesting question. You know, most of the studies that I focus on in my book are the ones that, in fact, show that vegetarians don't live as long as meat eaters. When I was a vegetarian, when I was a vegan, I believed this myth that, you know, vegetarians live 7 years longer. And that was the statistic we all threw around. Had no idea where it came from. I just, you know, took it as, you know, God's truth. And when I started to, you know, question my veganism and do more research, I mean, it turns out that study really has nothing to do with vegetarians. When they do that, they're comparing people who really, they're not actually cohorts, they're not actually peers. They look at Seventh-day Adventists, who live longer than the average American, and most Seventh-day Adventists are vegetarian. So there's this huge leap made that, oh, it must be the vegetarianism that's making them live longer. Well, this just has no basis in any kind of, you know, scientific reality. There's a million things that Seventh-day Adventists do different than the average American. They exercise more. And they don't drink. They don't smoke. I mean, right away, you're going to be adding years to your life just with that stuff. They don't eat donuts or a lot of processed foods. So there's no junk in their diets. I mean, that right away also is going to make a huge difference. So the real cohort for Seventh-day Adventists would be if you could find people who did all the same behavioral stuff, all the same lifestyle stuff, and yet ate meat. Well, in fact, those people exist, and they're called Mormons. So, you know, the people that compare Seventh-day Adventists to are probably Mormons. They have a very similar lifestyle and a similar kinds of religious beliefs that keep them from smoking and drinking and, you know, away from a lot of junk food. But they eat meat. And it turns out, of course, that Mormons live longer than Seventh-day Adventists. So it's not the meat that's making the difference. It's the other lifestyle factors. And a lot of this is true, you know, you sort of go down some of the other studies that have shown vegetarians, you know, maybe healthier, the Oxford study. In fact, when you look at the people who take up a vegetarian diet, they tend to be more health conscious. So they're exercising more. They don't drink and they don't smoke. And that's really what's making them healthier. It's not the refraining from meat that's doing them any good. It's those other lifestyle factors that make a tremendous effect on people's health. I mean, if you're exercising and not smoking, you're certainly going to live, you know, at least 5 years longer, if not 10 years longer, than people who do those things. So I'm not that, you know, well-versed in the stuff about vegetables and fruits. It's just not really my interest as much. But I'm sure there are benefits that come from eating, you know, fresh, local, organic, you know, wonderful fruits and vegetables that have lots of minerals and lots of good enzymes and, you know, can provide fiber and certainly interest to the human diet. So, you know, like you said, that we're not telling people not to eat vegetables.
Yeah, well, certainly not. And I preach on that all the time because we're not even eating real food for the most part. And I'm just constantly amazed that there are not just the media, which we know don't dig deep anymore, but that scientists, so-called scientists, can run away with one clue that they see in a study without saying, well, wait a minute, maybe the fact that that category of meat that we were blaming for whatever, and they tend to say, oh, you know, meat, the saturated fat, this and that. What if it's partly the fact that we've thrown bologna and hot dogs that have all these chemicals in it and smoked meats, which introduce a new element, and corn-fed, it's so unlike what the natural diet is that they're not comparing the real issue.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the studies in Europe that they did with meat and colon cancer, they showed no incidence of or a rise of colon cancer from eating meat. And yet in the United States, that has sometimes been shown in studies. And the difference, of course, that, you know, like you're just pointing out, is that in Europe, they still use very traditional methods to prepare, you know, the kind of meats that in the United States are now prepared just using, you know, these really sort of toxic substances like nitrates. So in Europe, you can still get traditional salami and bologna and, you know, things people have been eating for centuries, if not thousands of years. And they are, you know, slow cured and there's all these herbs in them and, you know, they're hung to dry for, you know, weeks on end in cool rooms. But it's completely different in the United States where they throw a bunch of chemicals in, you know, and they use scrap meat anyway that is, you know, probably the worst kind of awful. And then they, you know, throw it in a chemical bath and call that salami, and it's not. So, of course, that's going to cause disease in people. I mean, we don't need to do a huge study. It's a no-brainer, you know. So that's the difference. You know, when they do them in Europe, they don't find any incidence of colon cancer. When they do it in the United States, they find an increase. And that's the difference. And nobody can think straight. Like, what is wrong with this? They're supposed to be scientists. Like, why do I see this and they don't see it, you know?
Well, you know, say you could be too close to the forest to or too close to the trees to see the forest. Well, I think they aren't just looking at the tree or even the bark on the tree. They're looking at a cell in the bark on the tree, and they've totally lost their overall perspective because Europeans walk more. They eat less sugar.
Yeah.
They have less stress. There's just a lot of reasons. We're going to take a break.
6 weeks of vacation every year.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up for that program, okay? I'm trying to think how I can even spare a few hours out of this weekend away from the work I'm behind on. We're going to be right back with Leah Keith. She's the author of The Vegetarian Myth. We're going to talk a little bit more about the nutrition, but also some of the political and moral aspects that are assigned to vegetarianism, and is there another side? Please stay with us. I'm Marty Whittakin.
With prescriptions, we expect side effects, but with natural remedies, we get fringe benefits. For example, you might take colostrum hoping to avoid a cold, but notice that your allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. It helps newborns build their digestive, nervous, and immune systems. Adults enjoy the same benefits and more. Research shows that Percoba colostrum supports the liver, stronger bones, healthful cholesterol levels, and increases detoxifying enzymes. But this time of year, maybe a little help with allergies is enough. Make Percoba a part of your everyday program. Percoba is 150% as potent as the next best brand, and unlike most, doesn't disrupt the God-given balance. Percoba stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance, and it is backed by research. Percoba's impressive radio special is buy one bottle of capsules and get a second bottle free. The shipping is also free. Order at realfoodpharmacy.com or call toll-free 866-999-3006. 866-999-3006.
I dread muscle and joint pain. It makes it so hard to get out there and stay active. Last year, I got something at the drugstore, but it didn't help much. And with the possible side effects, I didn't like using it. Why isn't there a natural solution that's safe and effective?
There is. Tramil is a natural pain reliever that works with your body to relieve aches and pains. Tramil's been used in Europe for decades. Healthcare professionals here recommend it too, but more consumers need to know. No embarrassing odors, no heating and cooling effects, and no greasy feel. Tramil is safe, effective healthcare that's designed by nature. It's even safe for kids.
What's the product name again?
Tramil. T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L. The company is Heal, H-E-E-L. They're the world leader in science-based homeopathic medicine.
I should buy Tramil now to get ready for all the bumps and bruises that go along with summer fun and sun.
For a Tramil retailer near you, check out the store locator on the Tramil website at tramil.us. T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L.us.
Did you know that your body is mostly water? The brain is 86% water. Blood is 90% water. And the liver is 96% water. The quality of the water we drink directly impacts our health. But just as importantly, so does the water we shower and bathe in. Aquasana home filtration products have been voted best buy by the Consumer Digest magazine 6 years in a row. You get better than bottled water quality for under 10 cents a gallon and no plastic bottles. Aquasana is now offering an additional 20% off their already low factory direct prices with the promo code Marty. Drinking water purifiers under $100, shower filters under $70, and the whole home filtration system under $800. All factory direct with certified performance and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Visit aquasana.com, that's AQUASANA.com, or call 866-NO-BOTTLE for details. Use promo code Marty. Again, delicious, healthful water for less than 10 cents per gallon. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE and save with promo code Marty.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery, on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
We're speaking today with Leah Keith, the author of The Vegetarian Myth, which is a very well-written book. It's not only based on some really interesting ideas and research, but it's just lovely prose. And we've been talking about vegetarianism as... I hear people say, oh, I'm vegetarian, except I do eat chicken and fish. Well, you know, there's everything from that. I guess they're only just not going to the barbecue and getting the brisket. Other end of the spectrum are the vegans that don't want anything that ever was near an animal, let alone has animal products in it. And what's the – if you – if don't have a religious conviction about it, what is the middle ground that might make some sense? And yes, if you if you eat vegetables, which we talk about as part of a healthy diet, you get complex carbohydrates that have all kinds of phytochemicals like polyphenols and so on, and antioxidants, and the fiber and the folic acid and vitamin C and the carotenes and the zinc and all those kinds of things. But you can get carried away with a good thing and say that everything of animal origin is bad. And I have to start from a position of, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense, because it's unlike what our ancestors did before we started getting pushed around by all of this dogma. So going back to more of the kind of the original plan, which was that we ate what we could get, and a lot of times that was meat, but it was different than what we get now. What is the main differences between the meat that's available to us now and the meat that our hunter-gatherer ancestors, let's say, ate, not just nutritionally, but also impact on the planet? Because that's another aspect we need to get into here, is what's the why do people get so wired up about the animal food products creating an environmental hazard?
Okay, so we'll take the first one first. The main difference between what our ancestors ate and what is now available to most of us in the the first world is that the animals then were eating their natural diet, which is to say, if it was a grassland, they were eating grass. If it was a forest, they were eating browse. If it was from the oceans, they were eating whatever was naturally in the food chain for them. And what they're eating now is corn. Corn is not the natural diet for any creature. Mammals, the cows are not meant to eat corn. In fact, it kills them. And that's the reason they can only stay on feedlots for about 2 months. By the end of it, they're all dead. They get terrible liver problems and terrible stomach problems. It's way too acid. The natural balance of a cow's rumen is actually neutral, and that's because she depends on bacteria to stay alive. It's the bacteria that's actually digesting the cellulose that she should be feeding them. And when they're fed corn, their stomachs go way acid and they can no longer function. And this, in the end, will kill them. Most of the cows that are, by the time they're done with the slaughtering process, vast numbers of them, like 50% or 80% or some huge number, actually have fatty liver disease. So these are really diseased animals that we're eating. And another thing that it does is feeding them corn means that the omega-3 and omega-6 balance is way off. And these are very small fats, but they're very, very crucial for human function, especially for our brains. There are some Americans now who have so few omega-3 acids in there that they literally, you can't find any in their bodies. I mean, they're measuring zero when you do the test. And we should have maybe a 1-to-1 ratio, maybe a 2-to-1 ratio, somewhere, maybe 3-to-1, but right now it's like 20-to-1 for Americans. Way too many omega-6s. And the main culprit of this is the corn that's in everything. If you are eating, cows that came off a feedlot, there are going to be basically no omega-3s in that meat and in that milk, and it's the same with the chickens and the eggs. And so this is this really, really valuable substance for our bodies, especially for our brains, for our emotional state. But an excess of omega-6 oils have been linked to everything from Alzheimer's to arthritis to Crohn's disease.
Inflammatory. And the original plan was to balance inflammatory with anti-inflammatory.
Exactly. We've got way too many inflammatory ones now. So you're going to have heart disease, you're going to have arthritis, you're going to have anything where inflammation goes out of control. And your brain should not be inflamed. It needs to function. So this is a huge problem. And this is why even in Australia, which eats a very similar diet to the United States, they don't have anywhere near the heart disease. It's because their cattle is fed grass, or they eat a lot of sheep too, and that's all grass-fed. They don't have the same corn, the same predominance of the corn industry that we have in the United States. And you can see this in the fact that their heart disease rates are way, way fewer, way less. So that's one huge thing that's a nutritional problem from all of this. Another one would be the lack of tryptophan. Corn is very low in tryptophan. There are really no good plant sources of tryptophan. Tryptophan is an amino acid, and it's one of the essential amino acids. Human beings cannot produce their own tryptophan. We can only eat it. And if you know anything about depression, you know that tryptophan is the precursor to serotonin. And serotonin, of course, is one of the main neurotransmitters that gives us a happy, stable mood state. We have seen a huge epidemic of depression over the last 30 years in the United States. And people like Julia Ross say that this is because, in large part, because of this corn feeding, that even the animal products should be rich in all the amino acids that human beings need, all the essential amino acids should be there. Tryptophan is sorely lacking now because of this corn feeding problem. And it means that people are depressed, and we don't know why. Why is there this huge upswing in depression? Well, I think this is definitely one of the culprits. Without tryptophan, you cannot produce serotonin. There's no way to do it. So everybody's on drugs instead. Well, maybe we should think about putting cows back where they belong, which is on grass.
Well, exactly, and put the chemicals somewhere else besides in our bodies, because the studies are showing that the antidepressants don't even work. They're, by and large, for the most part, don't work. If you're on one, don't stop suddenly, because that's the cause of a lot of problems. But you make a really good point, not only about the omega-6, but about the L-tryptophan, which we don't think about. I think you would like to go on record as saying you're not a big fan, aside from the corn, of the whole feedlot and the factory farming idea. What is the alternative people should turn to?
The alternative people should turn to is grass feeding and pasture-based farming for every reason. For all the reasons that factory farming is horrible and, frankly, should be illegal, pasture-based farming is the solution. Putting animals in horrible cement factories and treating them as if they are production units rather than sentient beings, it's a moral nightmare, it's a spiritual nightmare, it's certainly an environmental nightmare. Their manure just piles up in lagoons, creates all kinds of toxic waste problems. Manure should not be a toxic waste. It's a gift to the planet, but it needs to go where it belongs, which is to grass, to pasture. That's what plants eat. That's what the soil eats. And by depriving the soil of these really basic nutrients and bacteria, it's caused tremendous degradation across continents. The best hope that I have for the planet is the way that grasslands are immensely good at sequestering carbon. And, to put a number on the... Oh, do we need to stop for a break?
Okay. Just hold that thought, and we'll start with grasslands when we come back to Healthy by Nature with Lierre Keith, the author of The Vegetarian Myth, Food, Justice, and Sustainability. We'll be right back. Speaking of sustainability, stay with us. This is Marty Whittington. Have you improved your diet and exercise but still worry about your blood sugar level? Why allow your levels to rise until you're diagnosed with a disease when there's Glucolo? I'm Marty Whittaker, certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm excited about all-natural Glucolo capsules. To create Glucolo, Lily of the Desert concentrated the specific active ingredients in aloe that support healthy blood sugar levels. In a human clinical trial, all the subjects taking Glucolo achieved normal blood sugar levels in just 1 month. However, those taking the placebo still had worrisome levels. And talk about safety. The main fringe benefit of Glucolo was a 12% weight loss, almost all of that fat. Antioxidant status and detoxification also improved dramatically. I've arranged a great limited time offer. Save 20% on a 2-month supply of Glucolo and receive a free copy of my brand new book on aloe vera. Call toll free 877-673-2536. Enjoy 20% off a free book and free shipping. Call 877-673-2536. Today.
Everyone needs omega fatty acids, especially kids like me. My mom says it helps me to learn and focus better. That's why I take Nordic Naturals Omega-369 Junior every day.
Omega-369 Junior by Nordic Naturals is a great way to ensure that our little ones are provided with a full spectrum of omega fatty acids, which are necessary for brain and eye development and maintenance, as well as mood, focus, learning ability, and overall well-being. Omega-369 Junior by Nordic Naturals is taste-tested by kids and teens. These lemon-flavored chewable capsules make taking Nordic Naturals a treat rather than a chore. Call Nordic Naturals for your free sample today, 1-800-787-7208, or online at www.nordicnaturals.com.
Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane.
Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it can do for you. See for yourself. Check out the studies on the web at www.kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Our guest is Lier Keith, author of The Vegetarian Myth. And she was, as I mentioned in the beginning, subject to a very vicious attack by some quite angry vegans that wanted to not hear what she had to say because they were so invested in their belief system. But also, this same kind of anger, you've seen them lash out and throwing paint on people wearing what they thought were fur coats turned out to be fake fur. But just this anger, partly probably due to the point that Lier brought up earlier about not sufficient tryptophan, which tends to make people happy and calm. Here's another one. We know that statistically, vegetarians don't all do a very good job of balancing their intake of proteins and get the right foods. They tend to turn into grainiacs that just eat a lot of bread and pasta and so on. But you could also be typically low in zinc. And here's a study that came through this week. Zinc supplementation may be associated with reducing anger and depression in young women. Well, if they don't, and also B12 is another feel-good vitamin that vegetarians are often low in, so it's important to, if you choose for religious or whatever the reasons to be a vegetarian, to really work at it and learn how to be a good vegetarian. But I do contend it doesn't work for everybody, even if you do that. We left off, Lier, talking about you saying that the hope for the future for you is in grassland's ability to find carbon. You want to straighten that out for me?
Grasslands are amazing at building soil. That's what they do. And by doing agriculture, of course, we've destroyed the prairies. So 99% of the grasslands on the planet have been destroyed in the service of agriculture. And this is an inherently destructive process where, you know, you have to clear every living thing off the land in order to plant those annual grains. And what this has meant is that, you know, the world was out of topsoil by the year 1950. We have been on serious drawdown for 10,000 years. And the hope is that, first of all, they can be repaired really quickly. Grass wants to grow. And the world really does want to be a prairie again and a forest. Those plants would love to come back and do their jobs again if we would just let them. But if we took all the agricultural land east of the Dakotas and we put it back into grassland and into prairie, the United States would immediately become a net carbon sink. That's how good grass is at sequestering carbon by building topsoil. And that's what everybody's still driving their SUVs. If we did that around the entire planet, if we took even 75% of the trashed over ag land and put it back into grasslands and prairies, it would take about 15 years, but we could sequester all of the carbon that's been released since the beginning of the industrial age. In fact, carbon would be somewhere around 330 parts per million. You know, a lot of scientists and Bill McKibben say 350 is the absolute cutoff point. We're up somewhere around 382 now. I mean, we've blown this, people. I mean, we're so far beyond what the planet's going to be able to take. And, you know, those of us who are, you know, under 50 are going to see this in our lifetimes, and certainly, you know, the next generation are going to be the ones that are really suffering. I mean, there are already people starving because of global warming and whose lands are now being swamped with ocean that should be dry land. It's already happening. There is still hope, though. I mean, we don't need a high-tech solution. We just need to repair the planet. We need to reverse this process of destruction and, you know, put those native ecosystems back where they belong. And this would be an incredible act of repair. It also means that all the animals could come home again. Right now, they have nowhere to live. We've driven them into extinction by doing agriculture. And by repairing the grasslands, it means that, you know, once again, there could be birds and there could be megafauna and there would be reptiles and amphibians and all the creatures that want to live there could be there. This agricultural, especially the industrial agriculture, has been immensely destructive to rivers. All the nitrogen fertilizer runs off into rivers, and most aquatic life cannot live in that nitrogen-rich environment. There are dead zones larger than New Jersey now at the mouth of most of the great rivers around the planet. All of that would come to an end instantly if we would simply repair the ag land and put it back into grass and let the ruminants have at it again. That would create those resilient biotic relationships that are really the foundation of life for the planet. So I see a great deal of hope in this, but we need the people who care the most to actually understand the problem and then take up the solutions, because the solutions aren't that hard, but our framework, especially among progressives and leftists and environmentalists, has been embracing this plant-based diet, and we're wrong. We've been wrong. It's not that our values are wrong, but we haven't understood the problem at a deep enough level.
That's just really striking and amazing. We don't hear a voice for this. It makes perfect sense. I know you're right. We're turning a lot of the planet into desert because of the same kinds of things. It's just not sustainable. And yet all we hear are, give up your SUV. Let's ruin the economy by putting on requirements that can't reasonably be met. And boy, I hope you get on a lot more shows, and I'm going to do my best to let that happen by spreading the good word.
I'm going to
ask you to come back in this final segment, because I want to address the moral side of the issue, because there are some people that are just so convinced that it's morally wrong to eat anything that ever had a face, and the argument can be compelling at times, to where I said, "Whoa, yeah, I'm going to try to be a vegetarian," but I had to retract because I just didn't survive very well on it. And I know you had that experience too. So, when we come back, I'm going to ask you for a response to that whole kick the meat habit thing. One of the reasons they say is, oh, but think about those meat recalls. Yeah, but think about the lettuce recalls, the spinach recalls, the tomato recalls, the peanut recalls. I mean, that's nonsense. But we'll talk about the moral aspects when we return with Lee R. Keith, author of The Vegetarian Myth. This is Healthy by Nature. They call me Marty Whittaker.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It's made from selected strands of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Research has shown that not all probiotics are the same. So when choosing a probiotic for you and your family, make sure it's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Get it today.
Have you improved your diet and exercise but still worry about your blood sugar level? Why allow your levels to rise until you're diagnosed with a disease when there's Glucolo? I'm Marty Whittaker, certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm excited about all-natural Glucolo capsules. To create Glucolo, Lily of the Desert concentrated the specific active ingredients in aloe that support healthy blood sugar levels. In a human clinical trial, all the subjects taking Glucolo achieved normal blood sugar levels in just 1 month. However, those taking the placebo still had worrisome levels. levels. And talk about safety. The main fringe benefit of Glucolo was a 12% weight loss, almost all of that fat. Antioxidant status and detoxification also improved dramatically. I've arranged a great limited time offer. Save 20% on a 2-month supply of Glucolo and receive a free copy of my brand new book on aloe vera. Call toll free 877-673-2536. Enjoy 20% off a free book and free shipping. Call 877-673-2536 today.
With prescriptions, we expect side effects, but with natural remedies, we get fringe benefits. For example, you might take colostrum hoping to avoid a cold, but notice that your allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. It helps newborns build their digestive, nervous, and immune systems. Adults enjoy the same benefits and more. Research shows that Percoba colostrum supports the liver, stronger bones, healthful cholesterol levels, and increases detoxifying enzymes. But this time of year, maybe a little help with allergies is enough. Make Percoba a part of your everyday program. Percoba is 150% as potent as the next best brand, and unlike most, doesn't disrupt the God-given balance. Percoba stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance, and it is backed by research. Percoba's impressive radio special is buy one bottle of capsules and get a second bottle free. The shipping is also free. Order at realfoodpharmacy.com or call toll-free 866-999-3006. 866-999-3006.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Boy, I've been learning a lot. I really appreciate having Lear Keith with us, the author of The Vegetarian Myth. And please just take the time that we've got remaining. I'll make one more announcement, and then I'm going to let you go until we run out of time. If you can hear Howard Garrett's show, The Dirt Doctor, he's on Case Guy in the Dallas area. He's on a whole lot of stations. You could just go to dirtdoctor.com and find out where you can hear him. He's going to have Sally Fallon on this weekend, and she has information that I think dovetails nicely with what we've been talking with Lear about, and I'm going to give him your contact information and see if we could get you on his show as well. So the moral aspect, we could go in much greater depth about all of the economic issues and the land use and the environmental issues, and you cover all that in your book, but you also talk about is it immoral or part of the original plan that we would eat meat?
Well, you know, I always want to be very clear that the ethics that underlie this, you know, the vegetarianism and the vegetarian worldview, that those are not at issue, okay? So things like compassion and justice and sustainability, anything that questions human hubris or human entitlement, those are the only values that are going to get us to the world that we need. And those are values that I share very strongly. It's the motivating ethic of my life. And I thought when I was 16 years old that I could live a life in which no animals were hurt. And it's a very simple sort of moral equation. It made sense to me. And it wasn't until I had to ask way deeper questions that I came up with a different answer. So, you know, what the vegetarians believe is that, you know, their life is possible without death. That is not an equation that life offers us. There is no such thing as a death-free option. Our only options are we can be a part of the death that's the cycle of life, or we can be the death that's killing that cycle. So we can dominate or we can participate, but there's not actually any way out. And, you know, you can look at your plate and say, well, is there a dead animal on it? All right, then I'm not going to eat it. But you need to ask a way deeper question, which is, what died to get all that food on your plate? And what is going to continue to die to get that food on your plate? Because it's way bigger than what's just actually on your plate. And if you're eating an agricultural-based diet, this plant-based diet, the answer, frankly, is everything. Okay, because in order to grow those crops, you have to take over entire ecosystems and ultimately entire continents, and it's biotic cleansing. Now, wiping out 98% of the habitat for animals cannot be seen as a friendly act toward animals. This is biotic cleansing. To repair those forests and those grasslands and those wetlands, that very profound act that we need to take up, that would, again, let there be room for animals. We would have bison.
We have to stop now. People,
okay.
You got to just read this book, The Vegetarian Myth. There's a link to it on the archives of our website. And I have a feeling we have some more to talk about. So thank you very much, Lear Keith.
Thank you, Marty.
Please tune in again next week. This is Healthy by Nature.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
There's something quite remarkable happening, and I want our listeners to get in on this. It's a red wine molecule called resveratrol. You may have heard the word, but the only brand that has undergone any testing, be it test tube, animal, or human, is Longevinex, and that's why it's the only one I recommend. I'm Marty Whittakin, host of Healthy by Nature. I'll soon share more about resveratrol and the other beneficial components of Longevinex. I've discovered that Longevinex delivers 9 times as much positive effect at a lower, and get this, safer dose than plain resveratrol pills. For a great foundation, I've long recommended that most adults take a multivitamin, probiotics, and fish oil. Now I add Longevinex. I've arranged a special offer for our listeners. You can get a box free with your order when you place it today. Call 1-866-405-4000. You know I only recommend products that perform as advertised. Call 1-866-405-4000 today to learn more about the Longevinex special offer. Please tell them Marty sent you.